You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Art Prize opens today in Grand Rapids. Among the 1,453 artist entries for this year's competition is a play to be performed each evening by Adapt Theater Company of Grand Rapids. The play is Stories in Blue, a pilgrimage to heal human trafficking. It's theater, it's an art piece, and a social justice campaign. With us is the playwright. She's the assistant artistic director of ADAPT and an assistant professor of theater, dance, and film studies at Washington and Lee University. Stephanie Sandberg, welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
What led you to say, you know what I want to do for Art Prize? I want to explore human trafficking in West Michigan.
Well, you know, I was at a social justice concert, I think it was a couple years ago, and somebody came up to me and said, hey, you know, you work on these issues. Did you know that at the time, Michigan was number two in the country for human trafficking? And they said, did you know that this is going on? And I said, well, I knew that this was a major issue in the world and in America, but I didn't know where we stood. And then I started to work with some agencies, especially Women at Risk in Grand Rapids, and found out so much more. And then I started to talk to survivors, and I realized that we had something that we really needed to confront. 500,000 people have the opportunity to be exposed to it, you know, out live in the open.
And you also, my understanding is you learned some pretty stunning information from the Department of Homeland Security about human trafficking in Grand Rapids during Art Prize?
Yeah, well, and anytime you have a big event, the chances are it's going to go up, right? And there's speculation about that, like how much those numbers are. I mean, the Department of Homeland Security told me it goes up 400%. And, you know, how is that possible? Like, how do you even track that? But that was their statistic. So, you know, we know it goes up during the Super Bowl. We know it goes up other times. And we have to combat it then, but we have to combat it constantly because human trafficking has gone underground. It's gone onto the dark web. It's gone onto places where you can no longer see it. And so you have to find ways to recognize it in a new way and create legislation that can actually change it.
Now, you've structured this 90-minute play as a pilgrimage to tell six stories. Tell us more about the structure in these stories.
Well, one of the reasons we chose to do a pilgrimage is because we looked at old maps of the city of Grand Rapids where trafficking had historically taken place, and we thought, oh, this would be interesting to perform it in the city, you know, close to or on these sites where there were trafficking spots before, brothels, streetwalker areas, and so on. So we chose to perform it in the city for that reason. Then we were working together on trying to find a way to perform it in a way that would promote healing. And the idea there was a pilgrimage because, you know, people go on pilgrimages in order to find resilience and healing and restoration. And we wanted to have that for our city, for our region, and for the world. So we thought, let's do it as a pilgrimage. So it opens with a ritual of song and an unfolding of a cloth at every site. And then they move from site to site. So there's beautiful composed music that the women chorally sing, and then each woman tells a different story.
Very, very moving, I'm sure. Give me an idea of the significance of the color blue, as in Stories in Blue. And I'm taking, is it a blue cloth that's unfolded?
Yeah, it's a blue cloth, huge blue cloth that's unfolded, and they use it to create sort of the texture of each piece. Blue is the color of anti-trafficking agencies worldwide. But, you know, when I got the title, it came from one of the interviewees. And what she told me is she's like, yeah, I mean, this is the color of liberation, but it is also the darkness of the oppressors. It's also the bondage of being held. It's the color of, so she said it has like all this meaning. So that's where I got the title from, is the depth of meaning in relationship to these stories.
And besides the play moving through these six locations in Grand Rapids every evening during Art Prize, you're also going to have a permanent video and photographic installation on the north side of the Art Prize area. Tell us about
that. Yeah, so we're way up on the edge of the north side of Art Prize at Crossroads Bible Church, which has an Art Prize theme of social justice, I guess you could say. We actually like this venue because historically, trafficking was pushed out to the edges a lot, you know, like way on the edges of cities. And this was one of those places. And what we're doing is this beautiful installation that has what's called cyanotype photography, blue photography. It's an old kind of photography, but we're printing it on fabric. So there's a textile photographic and then a really interesting film of the performances themselves that plays in the space. So there's music and film and texture and light and photography that try to, and then there's a lot of educational materials there too that talk about trafficking and the reason we did this piece and so on.
What kinds of actions are you hoping Stories in Blue will inspire as people see it and kind of let it soak in? What do you hope will happen from that?
We know that the Polaris Project, which is, you know, this hotline you can call that to report trafficking. We want people to know about that. We want people to know how to recognize it and how to fight against it. That's the first step. The second step is to promote legislation that will change it. So like Senator Judy Emmons is speaking at one of our performances on the 27th. She's the Michigan senator who's been working on anti-trafficking. And then Becky McDonald from Women at Risk is speaking this coming Saturday in the afternoon. And so, you know, we're trying to bring in people who are really working on the legislative side of things, because that's one of the things that needs to happen. We need to prosecute differently. We need to handle the prosecution differently. And so we're working on a way to make sure that that can happen. But, you know, there's not enough education and there's not enough fight against this issue right now. So that's where we're at. You know, some cities have come up with different models of prosecution. Like in Chicago, they're practicing the Nordic model that's practiced in Sweden, where they arrest johns and pimps rather than going after the women who are trafficked. And that has proven in Sweden and Norway to be a very, very positive model. And there are lots of different models out there for this, mm-hmm. but we're not really testing enough of them out and trying to see how we can stop this.
Using the power of theater to fight back against human trafficking. It's Stories in Blue, a pilgrimage to heal human trafficking. It'll run every evening of Art Prize 2016, except for Monday evenings, starting at 6:30 in front of the Van Andel Arena. You can get all the information by going to storiesinblue.com. Stephanie Sandberg, playwright and artistic director of Adapt Theater Company of Grand Rapids. Always great talking to you, finding out what Adapt is up to. Thank you so very much, Stephanie.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.